Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life.
Somebody tells you about fruits and vegetables. Sometimes people will use those terms as if it's one phrase. You can immediately assume that they really don't understand how the chemistry of food or the chemistry of vegetables work. Fruits are not vegetables. They're very, very different. Certainly, fruits have some value. Certainly, fruits have some nutritional entities in them, vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. But most of the good stuff in a fruit tends to be located in the peel. The middle part of a fruit is sugar, for the most part. And these days, fruits are selectively bred to be super high in sugar, and that's why you won't hear me saying fruits and vegetables. But vegetables, now those things are really, really important, and the bulk of our caloric intake needs to come from vegetables. The bulk of the caloric intake of a healthy diet is vegetable-based. Plants are exposed to a lot of solar energy. They're dependent on solar energy, and over the course of millennia, they have evolved chemical mechanisms that protect them from this electricity-stealing ionizing property. Ionizing is the chemical term for ripping off an electron. It becomes an ion when it has a charge. A charge is developed by this ripping off this oxidation of electrical energy. In any case, when we eat plants, we are the beneficiaries of these wonderful evolutionary protective mechanisms that the plants have evolved. Now, vitamins, minerals, plant nutrients, these are all vital and indispensable foods because they contain antioxidants. And all of these have to be obtained from the diet.